When corporate executives threw parties 10 years ago, they only stocked whiskey, vodka and beer. But as a growing economy and increasing affluence changes tastes, middle and upper class Indians make sure they have wine to offer when friends come over. And those who do not know enough about wine are thronging to wine appreciation seminars and events to master the intricacies of which wines to serve with what. Many of these events are organized by the Indian Wine Academy. Its head, Subhash Arora, says wine consumption is growing at 30% to 40% annually.
The growth has been slightly faster, as a matter of fact, in the last 3, 4, 5 years, because there has been a lot of wine promotion and people have been trying to create awareness of wine to education and things like that. And so the culture is expanding and it's increasing regularly.
The boom in wine drinking has helped the Indian wine industry become one of the fastest growing in the world. The industry took root barely a decade ago, but it now accounts for nearly 3/4 of the wine sold in the country. Rajiv Samant, who began Sula Vineyards in the western Maharashtra state, says the quality of domestic wine is improving, in his words, slowly and steadily as knowledge of winemaking increases.
When we started, no one had ever planted wine grapes in our area. No one had, had ever made wine. No one had ever tasted wine. So, of course, these are pretty big barriers to overcome. But what we have found is that the climate in Maharashtra is fantastic for wine grapes. The knowledge is increasing day by day, and today we make a pretty decent bottle of wine. I would say that probably the best bottle of wine that's made in India today would compare easily with sort of a $30 bottle of wine that's produced abroad, whereas 5 years ago it might have been just a $12 bottle.
But not everyone is happy. High import duties make foreign wines very expensive, keeping them out of reach of all except the most affluent. Taxes were lowered last year after complaints from the European Union to the World Trade Organization, but they continue to be prohibitive at about 150%. However, the government is under pressure to further slash duties on imported wines, and foreign wine producers are hoping to benefit from the boom in the Indian wine market, if that happens. Indeed, there is still huge potential for growth because India's wine consumption, although increasing, is still tiny compared to Western countries. India sells about 1 million cases of wine a year. That is expected to double by 2011. Anjana Pastricha for VOA News, New Delhi.